Downtown area seemed to be bustling as the Christmas buying season descended once more. He remembered little of the place but childhood fragments. The small boat Hiram used to run out of the Sound, trips above the snow line in winter. He'd been back to America many times before, of course. Theoretical physics was an international discipline, but he'd never returned to Seattle, not since the day his mother had so memorably bundled him up and stormed out of Hiram's home. Hiram talked continually, peppering his son with questions.
So, you feel settled in England?
Well, you know about the climate problems, but even icebound, Oxford is a nice place to live, especially since they abolished private cars inside the Ring Road and...
Those stuck-up British toffs don't pick on you for that French accent.
Father, I am French. That's my identity.
But not just citizenship.
Hiram slapped his son's thigh.
You're an American, don't forget that.
He glanced at David more warily.
And are you still practicing?
David smiled. You mean, am I still a Catholic? Yes, Father.
Hiram grunted.
That bloody mother of yours. Biggest mistake I ever made was shackling myself to her without taking account of her religion. And now she's passed the God virus on to you.
David felt his nostrils flare.
Your language is offensive.
Well, yes, sir. I'm sorry. So, England is a good place to be a Catholic nowadays.
Since they disestablished the church, England has acquired one of the healthiest Catholic communities in the world.
Hiram grunted.
You don't often hear the words healthy and Catholic in the same sentence. Ah, we're here.
They had reached a broad parking lot. The car pulled over. David climbed out after his father. They were close to the ocean here, and David was immediately immersed in chill, salt-laden air. The lot fringed a large, open building, crudely constructed of concrete and corrugated metal, like an aircraft hangar. There was a giant corrugated door at one end, partly open, and robot trucks were hauling cartons into the building from a stack outside. Hiram led his son to a small, human-sized door cut in one wall. It was dwarfed by the scale of the structure.
Welcome to the center of the universe.
Hiram looked abashed suddenly.
Look, I dragged you out here without thinking. I know you're just off your flight. If you need a break, a shower...
Hiram seemed full of genuine concern for his welfare, and David couldn't resist a smile.
Maybe coffee a little later. Show me your new toy.
The space within was cold, cavernous. As they walked across the dusty concrete floor, their footsteps echoed. The roof was ribbed, and strip lights dangled everywhere, filling the vast volume with a cold, pervasive gray light. There was a sense of hush, of calm. David was reminded more of a cathedral than a technological facility. At the center of the building, a stack of equipment towered above the handful of technicians working here. David was a theoretician, not an experimentalist, but he recognized the paraphernalia of a high-energy experimental rig. There were subatomic particle detectors, arrays of crystal blocks stacked high and deep, and boxes of control electronics piled up like white bricks, dwarfed by the detector array itself, but each itself the size of a mobile home. The technicians weren't typical of a high-energy physics establishment, however. On average, they seemed quite old, perhaps around 60, given how hard it was to estimate ages these days. He raised this with Hiram.
Yeah, our world makes a policy of hiring older workers anyhow. They're conscientious, generally as smart as they ever were, thanks to the brain chemicals they give us now, and grateful for a job. And in this case, most of the people here are victims of the SSC cancellation.
The SSC, the Superconducting Super Collider?
A multi-billion-dollar particle accelerator project that would have been built under a cornfield in Texas had it not been canned by Congress in the 1990s. Hiram said,
A whole generation of American particle physicists was hit by that decision. They survived. They found jobs in industry and Wall Street and so forth. Most of them never got over their disappointment, however.
But the SSC would have been a mistake. The linear accelerator technology that came along a few years later was far more effective and cheaper. And besides, most fundamental results in particle physics since 2010 or so have come from studies of high-energy cosmological events.
It doesn't matter. Not to these people. The SSC might have been a mistake, but it would have been their mistake.